All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep into the world of AI again.
Always seems to be the topic these days, right?
Yeah, definitely feels that way.
Yeah.
But this time we're going to look at things specifically from the perspective of book and journal publishers.
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting angle for sure.
Yeah, because like obviously AI is changing so much about how we consume information.
Right.
So we got to think, what does this mean for the folks who, make those books and journals in the first place?
Absolutely, yeah. How are they going to adapt to this this changing landscape?
Exactly. And luckily, we've got a fantastic newsletter here, chock full of updates, like specifically tailored for publishers.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'm really curious to dig into that.
Yeah, let's jump right in. So, first up, we got to talk about this whole thing in the UK with copyright.
Yeah, the government consultation, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, are they going to just let AI systems train on copyrighted material without even getting permission?
Yeah, that's a big concern for a lot of publishers.
Oh, totally.
Especially, those who are representing authors.
Right, because it's their work on the line.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You think about groups like the Publishers Association.
PA?
Yeah, the PA, exactly. And then the Authors Licensing and Collecting Society, the
Right.
ALCS, they're really worried about this, understandably so.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about protecting the author's intellectual property, making sure that they're getting compensated fairly.
Yeah, if their work is being used to train these AI systems that could like potentially generate stuff that competes with their own books.
Exactly.
That's a tough one.
It is. It is.
So, I mean, what do you think about this whole situation? Like if the UK actually passes this thing?
Oh, it's definitely a development to watch very closely, I think.
Yeah.
Because, if it sets a precedent there, who knows what could happen in other
Oh
countries.
gosh, yeah, it could be like a domino effect.
It could be, yeah.
And then what does that mean for like the books we read in the future? Like is everything just going to be AI generated?
Yeah, it's a big question mark.
It is. All right, well, let's move on from the UK and look at what's happening over at Amazon.
Okay, yeah, what are they up to?
Well, they've got this job listing.
It's job listing.
Yeah, for an AI expert.
Interesting.
And when you read the description, it's like, whoa, this is way more than just like, making the shopping experience better.
Right.
They're talking about AI features that could like analyze books,
Analyze, yeah.
enhance them,
Yeah.
and maybe even generate new content based on like publisher data.
Wow, that's pretty ambitious.
It is.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, where do the publishers fit into all of this?
Exactly. Like, are they going to be like working with Amazon on this, or are they going to be like competing against Amazon's in-house AI?
Right, yeah. What kind of control will they have over, how their content's being used and modified?
Yeah, because imagine like you open up your Kindle and it can just like summarize this super dense academic text for you.
Oh, wow.
Or it can translate a novel into like another language on the fly.
Yeah, that sounds incredible from a reader's perspective.
It does.
But yeah, for publishers, it's like a whole new ball game.
Totally.
Yeah, how do they adapt their business models to something like that?
It's wild.
It is, and speaking of summarization, Google's also been making some moves.
Oh, yeah. With what?
They've updated their notebook LM tool,
Okay.
and now it can create summaries of documents, but in like a podcast format.
Oh, wow. So, like what we're doing right now.
Exactly. Yeah, like taking the information and distilling it down. Kind of like how this newsletter we're looking at does for AI
No,
news.
that's true. Yeah, it's a curating and summarizing all the latest developments.
Yeah, and that's a trend I think we're going to see more and more of.
Oh, for sure.
AI being used for, knowledge extraction and information synthesis.
Yeah, it's like having your own little research assistant.
Exactly. And for publishers, I mean, this could be a really valuable tool.
Oh, yeah, how so?
Well, think about it, creating marketing materials, extracting insights from, market data, even helping editors review manuscripts.
Oh, wow.
It could really streamline a lot of their work.
That sounds amazing, but like, with any new technology, there's got to be some potential downsides too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Remember that whole thing with the iPhone AI feature
Oh, yeah.
that generated that false summary about a
That
murder
changed.
suspect?
Oh, yeah. Yikes. That's a good example of how AI, it's not perfect.
Yeah, it's not 100% accurate.
It's not, and the potential for bias is a big concern.
Especially when you're dealing with something like, news reporting or anything where accuracy is super important.
Absolutely. And for publishers, imagine an AI summarizing a complex scientific paper
Okay.
and getting it completely wrong,
Yeah.
or misrepresenting the themes of a historical novel.
Yeah.
it could have some serious consequences.
Yeah. So it's like, we need to be careful.
We do.
Like, we need to find that balance between, like, you know, using AI to make things more efficient.
Right.
But also making sure we're not sacrificing accuracy and quality.
And not forgetting the value of human expertise.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, we can't just automate everything.
Right.
And this kind of brings us to this this interesting concept called the Betty Crocker effect.
The Betty Crocker effect.
Yeah. It's from like a psychology article I was reading.
Okay.
And basically the idea is that people tend to value things more when they've put more effort into them.
Oh, interesting.
So like if AI makes reading and learning super easy, will readers start to devalue books and other written content?
Oh, that's a fascinating question.
It is, right.
It is, yeah. It's like if it's too easy to get the information, maybe it doesn't feel as valuable.
Exactly. So publishers really got to think carefully about how they integrate AI into their workflows.
They do.
It's about striking that balance, you know, like harnessing the efficiency, but also preserving the quality and the human touch that readers expect.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be a collaborative future, I think, where AI and human expertise are working together.
Yeah. So as AI keeps evolving, you know, the big question for publishers is how are they going to adapt?
Right.
Will they embrace these new possibilities?
Yeah.
And find ways to thrive? Or are they going to resist and risk getting left behind?
Yeah. The next few years are going to be crucial.
Yeah.
The choices that publishers make today are really going to shape the future of reading and the written word in this, you know, this AI-driven world.
It's exciting and a little bit scary all at the same time.
It is. It is.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap things up here. But definitely keep thinking about this stuff.
Yeah. It's a conversation that's not going away anytime soon.
Nope, not at all. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.